ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुसन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स पदांतिकम् वंदेहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादं सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च नमः विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष सुन्नवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभयेभ्य च पतितानां पापनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिष्ये नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंध जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कंत राधा कंत नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायशवद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टके So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 2, The Activities of Maharaj Agnidra, text number 2. So as it is in a prose form, which is not on the board. Sacha kadachit pitriloka kama sura bara वनिता किराचलद्रण्यं भगवन्तं विश्वसीजं पतियावृत परिचर्य उपकारण आत्मैककार्येन तपस्वी आराधयं बहुव ट्रांसलेशन डिजायरिंग टू गेट अ परफेक्शन एंड बिकम एन इनहेबिटेंट ऑफ पितृलोक महाराज अग्निद्र वंस वर्शिप लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा The master of those in charge of material creation. He went to a valley of Mandara Hill, where the damsels of the heavenly planets come down to stroll. There he collected garden flowers and other necessary paraphernalia, and then engaged in severe austerities and worship. Please repeat. Desiring to get a perfect son, and become an inhabitant of Pitriloka, Maharaj Agnidra once worshipped Lord Brahma, the master of those in charge of material creation. He went to a valley of Mandara Hill, where the damsels of the heavenly planets come down to stroll. There he collected garden flowers and other necessary paraphernalia and then engaged in severe austerities and worship. Purport. The king became Pitriloka Kama, or desirous of being transferred to the planet named Pitriloka. Pitriloka is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Janti Devabrata Devam, Pitrin Janti Pitribrata. To go to this planet, one needs very good sons who can make offerings to Lord Vishnu and then offer the remnants to their forefathers. The purpose of Shraddha ceremony is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, so that after pleasing Him, one may offer prasad to one's forefathers and in this way make them happy. The inhabitants of Pitriloka are generally men of Karmakandya or Fruitive Activities category, who have been transferred there because of their pious activities. They can stay there as long as their descendants offer them Vishnu prasad. Everyone in heavenly planets, such as Pitriloka, however, must return to earth after exhausting the effects of his pious acts. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Hine Punne Mortalokam Vishanti, persons who perform pious acts are transferred to higher planets. But when the effects of their pious acts are over, they are again transferred to earth. Since Maharaj Piyabrata was a great devotee, how could he have begotten a son who desired to be transferred to Pitriloka? Lord Krishna says, Pitrin Jantri Pitribrata. Persons who desire to go to Pitriloka are transferred there. Similarly, Janti Majjaji Opimam. Person who desire to be transferred to the spiritual planets, Vaikuntha Loka, can also go there. Since Maharaj Agnidra was a son of a Vaishnava, he should have desired to be transferred to the spiritual world, Vaikuntha Loka. Why then did he desire to be transferred to Pitriloka? In answer to this, Goswami Giridhar, one of the Bhagavatam commentators, remarks that Agnidra was born when Maharaj Priyavrata was infatuated by lusty desires. This may be accepted as a fact because sons are begotten with different mentalities according to the time of their conception. According to the Vedic system, therefore, before a child is conceived, the Garbhadhan Sanskar is performed. This ceremony molds the mentality of the father in such a way that when he plants his seed in the womb of his wife, he will beget a child whose mind will be completely saturated with a devotional attitude. At the present moment, however, there are no such Garbhadhan Sanskars, and therefore people have generally have a lusty attitude when they beget children. Especially in this age of Kali, there are no Garbhadhan ceremonies. Everyone enjoys sex with his wife like a cat or dog. Therefore, according to Shastric injunctions, almost all the people of this age belong to the Sudra category. Of course, although Maharaj Agnidra had a desire to be transferred to Pitriloka, this does not mean that his mentality was that of a Sudra. He was a Kshatriya. Maharaj Agnidra desired to be transferred to Pitriloka, and therefore he needed a wife, because anyone desiring to be transferred to Pitriloka must leave behind a good son to offer yearly pinda or prasad to Lord Vishnu. From Lord Vishnu. To have a good son, Maharaj Agnidra wanted a wife from a family of demigods. Therefore, he went to Mandara Hill, where the women of the demigods generally come to worship Lord Brahma. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Kangshanta Karmanam Siddhim Rajanta Iha Devata. Materialists who want quick result in the material world worship demigods. This is also confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Aisharja Prajap Sabaha. Those who desire beautiful wives, substantial wealth, and many sons worship the demigods. But an intelligent devotee, instead of being entangled by the happiness of this material world in the form of a beautiful wife, material opulence, and children, desires to be immediately transferred back home, back to Godhead. Thus, he worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Mukham karati vachalam pangur langhaita girin yat kripa tamaham bande sri guruti gatarinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanyasaram namo vishnu padaya krishna kastaya bhutale srimate jayapataka samiti namine namo acharya padaya nitai kripa padayine gaura gatha dhamadaya nagara gramatarine. So this is the beginning of the second chapter of fifth canto. where the activities of Maharaj Agnidra are described. So in this verse, Prabhupada gives a long purport, and in the purport, Prabhupada makes mainly three important points. First point is making that what happens if someone goes to the heavenly planets, and who wants to go to the heavenly planets, and what determines the quality of the child in the womb of a mother. The Garbhadhan Sanskar has been mentioned by Srila Prabhupada in the purport. And at the end, Prabhupada is mentioning that the devotees of the Lord, they don't worship the demigods because they want to be out of this material world and go to the spiritual world. And because of that, they worship Lord Vishnu. So these are the three main points Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport. So we'll try to focus our discussion on these three important points. So going to the upper planetary system is a natural tendency of the conditioned living entity. So 96% of Vedic literature talks about karma kanda. So it means that most of the people in the material world, they want to enjoy the material facilities. But how to enjoy? There should be some system and procedures, process. And to explain that, Veda takes 96% of the whole writings. So it means most of the people are interested only this part of Vedas. But the problem with Karmakanda is that you go to the higher planetary system and have a higher enjoyment, material enjoyment, but you cannot stay there eternally. Just like here, we have to give up our body, in the same way, our existence in the upper planetary system also comes to an end. When our pious credits are exhausted, Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, "Hine punne marta lokang vishanti." So they come back again to the earthly planet. Prabhupada gives the example, just like people there who work very hard and accumulate money to go for holidays. Maybe in India there are different places of entertainment. So generally people of India, they accumulate money for the whole year and they accumulate and go to the place. And as long as money is there, they can stay there. But when money is finished, they have to come back again. Because no money, they cannot stay in the hotel. Unless you stay in ISKCON, maybe free food and free accommodation. Otherwise, if you stay in the hotel, as long as money is there, if you can pay the bill, you can stay. If you don't pay the bill, you are out, kicked out. So that is the nature of this world. So this is called the effect of karma. So Sargaloka, there is no karma, you get the result of the karma. But Martaloka is karma bhumi, where you perform activities and get the result. So this, those who are intelligent, so they don't become entrapped in this cycle of karmic reactions. It's very delicate and very complicated. And it's very difficult to come out by our own endeavor. So there is a funny story. So one man was walking on the street and he saw a restaurant. In the restaurant there is a board notice written that you don't have to pay the bill. It's nice, no? if you can enter into a restaurant, you don't have to pay. So very enlightening news. You don't have to pay, your grandson can pay. So nice, I will eat. So he entered, ordered so many things because you don't have to pay. So free meal. So he ate very nicely. And after eating was over, he was coming out of the restaurant. The one man came and gave him a bill. He said, come on, why are you giving me the bill? It is written there, I don't have to pay. He said, this is not your bill. It is the bill of your grandfather. So this is the nature of this world. You don't know how you are implicated. So those who are intelligent, so they don't want to be implicated in this dangerous cycle of karma. Therefore, Prabhupada is explaining that we should not try to go to the higher planetary system. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also explains, those who fail in their devotional practice, yoga bhrashta, those who are doing yoga, any kind of yoga, if they fail in their practice, they go to the heavenly planet. And they come back and they take birth in the family of brahmana or rich mercantile family. Two categories Krishna is explaining. Those who perform this yogic practice for long, long time, they take birth in the family of devotees. But those who perform these yogic activities for shorter period of time, they come back and take birth in the family of brahmana and rich aristocratic family. So those who are devotees, I was just contemplating, we are also engaged in bhakti yoga. So who will go to the spiritual world? Who will go to the upper planetary system and who will take birth in the family of devotees? So I was a little bit speculating and trying to understand what happens to the devotees. So there are two kinds of bhakti. One is pure devotional service and other is mixed devotional service. Shuddha bhakti and Mishra bhakti. So those who are performing pure devotional service and perfect their life definitely go to the spiritual world. But there are Mishra bhaktas, like mixed with desires. But it can be also divided into two categories according to the percentage of mixture. If the Mishra bhakti or mixed devotional service, if devotional service is predominant and material desires are not so prominent, according to my understanding, they should take birth in the family of devotees. But those who are engaged in devotional service, but sense gratification is predominant, but they do some bhakti, there is a chance that they should go to the upper planetary system. So we have to know that what is our desire. Our desire is bhakti predominantly, or our desire is to enjoy this world. According to our desire, we will get our future results. So therefore, Prabhupada has warned us, very, very risky to have material desire, because if you go to the upper planetary system, then when you come back, that time movement of Lord Chaitanya will be over. So therefore, we should not take chance to go to the upper planetary system. We have done so much in the past. So as now we have taken birth in ISKCON movement, so we should take full advantage of this and try to finish our journey and go back to the spiritual world. And Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport in Bhagavad Gita, those who cannot complete the devotional life and those who are engaged in the devotional life for long, long time in the past life, generally they take birth in the family of devotees. And Prabhupada is mentioning about himself and about his spiritual master. He said, my spiritual master, his divine grace, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada, took birth in a family of devotees. From the childhood, he got the opportunity to engage in devotional service. And he also told myself, he was telling about him, myself also got the opportunity to engage in devotional service from my childhood. So that is the glory of taking birth in the family of devotees. But this is very, very fortunate birth. But at least whether you have taken birth in the family of devotees or not, now we have got the opportunity to engage in devotional service. So therefore we should be very, very serious and focus our life not on sense gratification, but on pure devotional service. Then we can perfect our life and go back to the spiritual world. This is the one point Prabhupada has mentioned. Second point Prabhupada is mentioning, Priyavrata Maharaj was a pure devotee of the Lord. Then why his son became a person like this who are interested in Karmakanda? And Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport, while Priyavrata Maharaj was conceiving him, he was very lusty. And because of that, Maharaj Angridhra could not become a pure devotee of the Lord. So because of the mentality of the father, he got a consciousness. That is very, very important. And Prabhupada is telling, mentioning this point, the importance of Garbhadhan Sangaskar. If the parents are devotees, does not necessarily mean they can produce Krishna conscious child. That is the message here. Priyavrata Maharaj was a pure devotee of the Lord, but he could not produce a Krishna conscious child. Because when he was engaged in the sexual intercourse with his wife, he was lusty. And because of that, a lusty son means the effect of that lust, that Priyavrata Maharaj gave birth to a child, he was not interested in devotional service, rather he was interested in Karmakanda. And the same point was mentioned by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He said that if I know that I can produce Krishna conscious children, then I don't have any problem producing 100 Krishna conscious children. Because there is no guarantee, so therefore I don't want to marry and I renounce and become a sannyasi. So therefore, it is very, very important message to the Krishna conscious devotees that if the parents are Krishna conscious, they have the opportunity to give birth to a child who can be Krishna conscious. But for that, process has to be followed. And the process is Garbhadhan Sanskar. Because Garbhadhan Samaskar prepares the mind and consciousness of the father and mother by which they can be Krishna conscious when they indulge in sexual intercourse to give birth to a child. And that sex, Krishna is telling, I am that sex life. And that is the perfection of sex life, and that is Krishna consciousness. And if the sex life is engaged in that way, then that opens the door of the spiritual world. But if that is not engaged in that way, then that covers or locks the door of spiritual world. So it is very, very important lesson for the household devotees in Krishna consciousness. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur did not take the chance. Rather, did not take the risk. Because if you produce Krishna conscious children, then that can open the door of the Vaikuntha planet. But in case, if it happens like Priyavrata Maharaj, then risk is there. So therefore Prabhupada said that when you enter into Grihastha life, going back home, back to Godhead, chance is 50-50. I think because of this problem, Prabhupada has mentioned that. Because any time we can make mistake, risk is very high. But if you can engage properly, then that same thing can open the door of the spiritual world. So sex life is good or bad, it can be decided how it is done. If sex life is engaged in a Krishna conscious way, that creates fortune in the society. But if it is not properly used, Prabhupada is mentioning that when you engage sex life like cats and dogs, then society will be filled up with sudras. And that is the condition of the modern civilization. We are producing children. Prabhupada has said excess children is not a problem. You can have hundreds of children. That cannot create problem in our society. Prabhu Krishna has enough to feed. Sometimes now world is overpopulated. That's why so much problem. India is overpopulated. Too many people. When people come from the west, they feel very disturbed. Too many people in India. But Prabhupada said that too many people is not the problem. Too many sudras is the problem. So modern society is filled up with too many sudras. Because, especially in this age of Kali, there are no Garbhadhan ceremonies. Everyone enjoys sex with his wife like a cat or dog. Therefore, according to Shastric injunction, almost all the people of this age belong to the sudra category. So that is the problem. So therefore, at least we have come to know by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada that what is the duty of a householder when they produce children. Then the last point Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport, that what should be the object of our worship? According to the consciousness, we worship. So those who have material desires, Prabhupada is telling, beautiful wife, well, children, they want to have it in a quick fashion, they should worship, or rather they worship the demigods. But those who are intelligent devotees, although they are entangled by the happiness of this material world in the form of a beautiful wife, material opulence and children, desires to be immediately transferred back home, back to Godhead. That is very, very important. Where we are situated, that is not so important. What is our desire? Prabhupada is mentioning here, although an intelligent devotee can be entangled in a family life, but if he desires to go back home, back to Godhead, then he should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And by His mercy, even someone is entangled, can be free from this material entanglement and go to the spiritual world. So we have to make the choice. What do you want? That is very, very important. Spiritual life is a life to make the right choice. So if a devotee makes the right choice of going back home, back to Godhead, obviously by the mercy of the Lord, he will get that result. But if you don't make that choice, then how we can go back home, back to Godhead? We have to desire. So what is our desire? That determines our future. So that desire has to be changed. Mahaprabhu is telling what should be the desire. Na dhanang, na janang, na sundaring, kavitang va jagadisha kamaye, mamo janmane janmaneshare bhavatat bhakti rahoi tuki toi. We are chanting every day in the morning, maybe during the day, chanted so many times, but it should not remain only in the chanting level. That has to be practiced. Because unless we practice that sloka in our life, it is very, very difficult to enter into the spiritual world. That is the price we have to pay for entering into the spiritual world. Because that is the pure desire. Spiritual world is the pure world. In order to enter into the spiritual world, our desire have to be pure. If we don't have pure desire, we should not expect that we will enter into the spiritual world. So therefore, Prabhupada has said, there are two kinds of pure devotees. One kind of pure devotee, those who are already pure. And another category of pure devotees, they may not be pure, but they sincerely desire to be a pure devotee of the Lord. They don't have any other, they don't want to have any other desire other than the desire to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If that desire is there, even if some material problem is there in the heart, that can be vanquished, that can be eliminated, that can be removed from the heart, because we have a sincere desire to remove that. Therefore, we have to think seriously whether we want to remove those desires or not. That is very, very important. That's why how we respond to those desires, that determines the level of consciousness of a devotee. If the desire comes, if we respond to those desires in a positive way, that means we want to enjoy those desires. But the desire may come to a serious devotee also, but his response will be negative. Say no to the material desires. But that will come when our intelligence is sharpened. Tesang satata yukta anang bhajatang pritipurvakam dadami buddhi jagam tam janamam upajantite. When we are constantly engaged in devotional service, our intelligence will become very strong. And when our intelligence is very strong, when material desire will come, the thought will come, then with the strength of that intelligence we can say no to that material desire. But if you don't have that strong intelligence, then we will become victim of those material desires. So that is very, very important. So as a sadhaka, as a practicing devotee, desire will come, but we have to respond very strongly to those material desires. Then one day, by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga, we can have a pure heart and we can go back to the spiritual world. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, you have any question or comment? Yes, Prabhu.
I was going to ask you, if everything is based on desire, you should have a strong desire for this. What if a person is wishy-washy in his desires? In other words, I don't really want to enjoy the material world, but I can't say I really want to go back to Godhead. I don't have a burning desire to go back to Godhead either. It's kind of like wishy-washy. You know, I don't want to stay here in the material world. It's kind of neutral. What does that mean?
You cannot be, yeah, there are different levels. That's why we can have pure material desire, we can have pure devotional desire, we can have mixed desire. Or you can be completely neutral. That is called moksha. Those who desire liberation, they are neutral. They don't want material happiness, they don't want spiritual happiness. They want to be neutral. But those who are spiritualist, they have spiritual desire. But because we are in this material world for long, long time, spiritual desire is always mixed. So that therefore we have that problem. So therefore, that desire has to be purified. Because our action depends on our desires. When our desire is pure, we will engage in pure devotional service. When our desire is mixed, we will be engaged in mixed devotional service. And the result will be different. So choice is ours. What result we want. And depending on that, we will purify our desire. So how to purify our desire? through devotional service and through the association of devotees. By their association, our desire can be purified. Okay? Little bit. Any other question? No other question? You have a question? You have a question? How to judge? Prabhupada said that we are advancing in Krishna consciousness depends that how our material desires are reducing and attraction for Krishna is increasing. Very simple. Prabhupada said, when you are hungry, when you eat, you will really understand hunger is going away or not. The taste of devotional service or taste of spiritual advancement is there, that our taste for material life is reducing and taste for devotional service is increasing. Then we are advancing. If not, then there is some problem.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you mentioned one who doing pious activity, they will go to heaven. Only one who doing pious activity here, they will go to higher planets. One who take birth in the Vaishnava family, they will grow nicely in the devotional service, they will in the Krishna consciousness. But right now in the this Kali Yuga, now we are not, I am not born in Vaishnava family. So how now I can engage with
how
now I'm doing Krishna consciousness little practicing. So many devotees are like that. So how can I understand, Prabhuji?
What do you want to understand?
You told one who taking birth in the Vaishnava family, they will grow nicely. They will engage in the Krishna consciousness. My family is not a Krishna consciousness family, so how can I understand?
So Prabhupada has created a very big Krishna conscious family, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So join that family and you can be much more faster in Krishna consciousness.
Okay,
that is the glory of Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you. Thank you. Hare
Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki समवेत गौड़ भक्तबिंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरिहरि बोल।